It's day three of our series, Getting There. WUWM is exploring the issue of truancy in Milwaukee public schools. Yesterday, we heard what other cities are trying to get kids to school. Today, we learn more about what's happening in MPS. Since the early 90s, the district has partnered with the Milwaukee Police Department and Boys and Girls Clubs to run an initiative called TABS. It stands for Truancy Abatement and Burglary Suppression. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello traveled to see TABS in action, starting at a Boys and Girls Club on the South Side.
Here's how TABS works. A team of police officers patrols neighborhoods for kids who should be in school. If the cops find any, they scoop up the kids and take them to the nearest TABS location, one on the city's north side and one on the south side. There, MPS social workers meet the kids to ask what they've been up to and why they're not in school. Sounds simple enough? I wanted to see it for myself. It's a bright, sunny day when I pull up to the Rogers Street Boys and Girls Club. I park next to a big black and white police van. I've heard the TABS room is in the basement.
May I help you?
Hi, I'm here for a tour of TABS.
Walter Goodwin meets me. He's directed the TABS program for the last 3 years. He takes me to the TABS room. It is downstairs, right next to Goodwin's office. He lowers his voice, tells me no recording equipment in the TABS room.
Oh wait, are we taking that in there or no?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't want that.
Okay.
For privacy reasons, I can't talk to the kids here either. Turns out the room is quiet. And small. The walls are painted powder blue. Three teenagers, all male, all African American, are just sitting in metal folding chairs, watching ESPN on a TV in the corner. A policeman sits at a desk nearby, filling out paperwork. Three women, TAB staff and social workers, occupy cubicles off to the side, shuffling papers of their own. It seems like that day in school when the teacher puts on a movie. It's calm. We leave after about 2 minutes. Then, Goodwin and I chat in his office.
You know, we do want it to be a place where they're somewhat comfortable and that they realize that, yeah, we're on your side. We're here to help you. And because we know, I mean, truancy is the symptom. But if we peel back the layers, we'll find out that it's socioeconomic, bullying. Heck, they deal with home things. So it's, they didn't eat. So there's a lot of different things that causes truancy. It just shows up as truancy.
Goodwin says officers find kids hanging out in parks or abandoned houses. Most are high school age. In a single day, anywhere from 2 to 20 kids will come through TABS. The good news, 96% of them never come back.
They've either gotten really smart or they realize that, no, I don't want to go back. Man, I need to go to school. I don't want to go back to that TABS place.
Dana Nix was the original TABS director from 1993 to 2007. When she implemented the program, the state pumped money into it. Now schools have to pay for it themselves. But Nick says it's money well spent.
I believed in the program, and I still believe in the program. There's no other means for us to offer kids that window of opportunity to look through. Some kids climb through that window, and we change their lives.
Nick says she only has one regret from her time with TABS. And it's something she hopes to see in the future.
We had the wrong people in the seats at TABS. It was the parents that really needed to be held accountable.
I would hope that the parents are working with those kids, especially if they get the message that their kids have been brought into the TABS center.
Current director Walter Goodwin says now the program notifies parents every time their child comes to TABS. He encourages parents to report their own kids truant, while insisting it's not up to parents alone to change kids' ways.
In order to tackle this issue, it takes, you know, TABS, business owners, the general community. We are definitely one spoke in the wheel that helps.
Goodwin says even neighbors looking out for kids on the block and reporting them to police help his program succeed at keeping them in school. Plenty of community organizations are pitching in, too. Tomorrow, we'll report on volunteers working inside schools to curb truancy. And later this week, we'll hear what some parents are doing. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.